Cold cards of town, 1896. A fearless boy was born with the world to fix. India, a colony of British politics. From the dust a lotus grew amidst the worn out bricks. At the age of 26, at the peak of youth, he met a saintly soul who made him see the truth. All the evils of the world God consciousness can soothe. His heart was touched at once, the path was his to choose. With the word as his arrow and wisdom as his bow, modern minds are too narrow. He opens up and let us know. Let us know. Holding high the torch of knowledge, remove the darkness of Kali Yuga nonsense. On the battlefield, fighting for Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, your ever well wisher. Ever well wisher. From the moment he received initiation, he went on to spend his life in preparation. Contemplation on the purport of scripture, saw our suffering souls in the bigger picture of birth, death, old age and disease. People try to forget just to find some relief, but we accept God the missing piece and serve with love, we transcend with ease. At the age of 70 in 1965, he arrived in the West but was barely alive. Two heart attacks on a ship, would you survive? But he needed to live and like a phoenix revive. To fight like Arjuna in a righteous war, not with arrows but books, he translated more Vedic scriptures than anyone ever before. The next 10,000 years, his word is the law. With the word as his arrow and wisdom as his bow, modern minds are too narrow. He opens up and let us know. Let us know. Holding high the torch of knowledge, remove the darkness of Kali Yuga nonsense. On the battlefield, fighting for Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, your ever well wisher. Ever well wisher. Your ever well wisher. Our ever well wisher. Your ever well wisher. Your ever well wisher. Ever well wisher. Holding high the torch of knowledge, remove the darkness of Kali Yuga nonsense. On the battlefield, fighting for Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, your ever well wisher. Your ever well wisher. Your ever well wisher.